WDIY's first Homebrew Fest will be held Saturday, June 25th from 2 to 6 p.m., and this will take place at the Charles A. Brown Ice House, 56 River Street in Bethlehem. This is an afternoon of beer tasting, celebrating over 25 of the Lehigh Valley's best home brewers. And we will give you further details as we go along. But our special guests who are going to be joining us for the event and provide the music are the Valley's Barrel House Brothers, a band that shares a love of early traditional jazz, stride piano, gypsy jazz, and novelty songs. And this is a perfect combination of a beautiful Saturday afternoon worth of good beer made by local brewers and good, hot, swing Sunday style jazz. Let me introduce the gentlemen who are members of the group.
Hi, Gary Lader here. I'm the pianist and accordionist for the group and the founder of the group.
And Bob Peruzzi.
Yes, I play trombone and I sing a little bit.
And Marvin Falcone.
Yes, I'm the guitarist slash mandolin, banjo player, ukulele player, and general.
He's our director of music
activity.
Ooh, does he get paid extra for that?
He sure does.
Good.
And smiles.
Okay. And a little later, we'll be bringing in another musician, Johnny Peppercraft, who is with the group as well. Well, let's get started here and get down to business. The first obvious question, I guess, is how would you describe barrel house music? Just what is that?
I think typically we would classify ourselves as a traditional jazz band, and really there's many different names for this kind of music. Sometimes people call it traditional jazz. Sometimes people call it hot jazz, prohibition era jazz. That means a lot of different things, but basically and essentially it's the music that was America's pop music. It was America's dance music. It was certainly the music you would hear when you went to local bars and gin joints and speakeasies, and it was the music that people would dance to. It's just a lot of fun.
I'd like to say something more.
Yes,
about
please
that.
Do.
It's not important jazz.
Well, that's
what?
True.
That's
I think it's important.
Well, it's important to me, but it's not. Mm-hmm. We don't play serious music. It's more fun than anything else.
Right.
But it is jazz.
And understood.
Maybe the original sense typifies
the era in which the music was created.
Very
much breezy and bright, and it's full of life, and people love it, and people drink to it, and we have a great crowd. When they come and see us, they expect not to hear Burt Bacharach, but they expect to hear George Gershwin and Ellington and some of the old stars from the past days.
And another thing is that style is a recurring style. It's not all old songs. You hear songs pop up now and then in that style from year to year. Now, I don't know what the most recent one is, but something like the Cantina song from Star Wars springs to mind. Or When mm-hmm. I'm 64 by the Beatles, that's mm-hmm. even older. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's anything in there since 2000 that's come up like that. But I'm sure there is. But it's a recurring, fresh style. People seem to always like it.
Well, if I may break in, the other night we went to see The Jungle Book. Wow, okay. What a great movie. And they played two songs in there. I think one of them was I Want to Be Like You. I'm sure people out there are familiar with it. And, boy, it hit me right away. That's the kind of music from that era, too. It's just fun.
Louis
it's
Prima.
Lively.
I'm very glad that you mentioned that, because one of the things that bugs me is people have this in their heads that swing and the era you're talking about is not jazz. Like, they're two separate things. Historically, one came before the other, and people don't understand that. And as you're saying, it's recurring, it's always here, and it's very gratifying to hear you say that in that way. So thank you from me.
You're welcome.
You know, listening to television, the ukulele has made a tremendous comeback, and I don't know if you really listen. I'm a ukulele player and a banjo player, and I hear the ukulele coming through almost on every other commercial. People don't notice it, but I notice it. I actually play along with it. And that says something to me. I think people are looking for some of the old values musically. They're tired of thinking about what they shouldn't be thinking about. They're just going back to a time when life was, well, it seemed easy anyhow, and it was all the rage, and I'm glad to be part of it. now because it's a tremendous return to that
Absolutely.
Sort of music.
It's happy music.
Yeah.
It swings, and it has melody.
Exactly.
Enough said.
Sure.
Okay, let's move on. Who would you say inspires and influences your music? Yeah. Do some name dropping now that people could associate with.
Who would
because we have a lot of listeners, you know, who do attach to Paul Whiteman and et cetera.
I think it's like pre 1940. Just about anything that was written about that time. It was pre-war. We were sort of in between modern jazz and.
Well, we were before the swing era, actually, even, too.
It was even before swing, yeah, it was.
Yep. Well, to drop a name, I like Kid Ory on the trombone.
Okay. Yep.
It's one of my favorite. Miff Mole.
Yes.
Certainly Louis Armstrong.
Dick Spiderbeck.
Well, the name that comes to my mind is Django Reinhardt, who was
for the gypsy end.
The great gypsy guitarist, and he set a style. He started out living in a tent, basically, and he was exposed to many American musicians, and he came here. Very odd fellow, but his music is still as strong as ever, and I think I copied a lot of my style after that particular person and that era, and I think it's coming back. I think people really want to have a good time. When we play, people are yelling and screaming, and it's kind of fits the mood of that music.
For me, it's really the triumvirate of the Harlem Stride pianist, Fats Waller, James P. Johnson, and Willie the Lion Smith. And, you know, I think most people who played and are into stride piano really think of those three. But I was even going to say that there's a number of local people around here who have really inspired and influenced me in putting together this group. And I want to mention Drew Nugent, who I started to see in the area years ago performing this music, and that's how I found my way to Bob and Johnny Peppers. And he, you know, I think he was really the one who inspired me to how much fun that kind of music is.
That's a good name to mention. He's been a guest here at WDIY, and the Midnight Society is still going strong, as I understand. So there is a very strong movement here in the Valley, as you well know and are much a part of. From my point of view, I'm seeing that more and more like at Music Fest every year.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing standing room only performances, and hopefully it just will keep growing and growing and growing. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned earlier, it just hasn't gone away.
That's right.
Okay.
Another local guy is Ben Mauger and his vintage jazz band and Roaring Twenties band.
I think a good way to measure how successful and popular the music that we play is to think about songs that have been written, music that's been written in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and 80s, and compare that to the music of the 30s and the 40s. And we're still doing those songs. They're still popular. Young people are starting to listen to it. They're bypassing the current era, and they're going back to the 30s and 40s. And they love, "Yes, Sir, That's My Baby," and all of that stuff. And they love it. And we love it, too.
Now, on Saturday, June the 25th, as you perform throughout the afternoon, is dancing an ingredient, an element in this?
It can be. Why not? If there's a dance floor, I'm sure. If there's no dance floor but there's open grassy area, then I'm sure then that
No, there will be a dance floor.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It's inside at the ice house,
yes.
Yeah.
Come to dance. Come to enjoy a lot of good brew, a nice lunch, help WDIY, and get to know the Barrel House Brothers. John, nice to meet you.
Good to see you, Jerry.
And bring you in with these other gentlemen. It's nice to get to know all of you. You've been listening now. Is there anything that you want to add to that we didn't cover that you think should be?
I think one of the big things is inspiration. People have said here today at the Barrel House Brothers what's inspired them. Early on, I heard a band by the name of Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. And Coleman Hawkins played a very rare instrument called the bass saxophone. And as soon as I heard that sound, I was drawn to it. Had no idea even if an instrument like that ever existed. But we heard it, they heard it, and now that's one of my main instruments, along with the bass banjo, and it's always a pleasure playing with the Barrel House Brothers here.
Very, very interesting. He was more or less, at that time, before the string bass was used in orchestras, as I understand it,
that's right.
Historically. And, I mean, they used the tuba, they used the saxophones before the rhythm section became as we know it today. So, interesting. The event, it's going to be a happy time. I'm sure it's going to make the afternoon go like no time at all. Looking forward to the 25th. It's the WDIY First Homebrew Fest. It'll be Saturday, June the 25th. It runs from 2 to 6 p.m. It's at the Charles A. Brown Ice House, 58 River Street, Bethlehem, PA. And it's an afternoon of beer tasting, celebrating over 25 years of the Lehigh Valley's best home brewers. If you want tickets and further information, you can contact WDIY.org. Just go to our website. And we were looking forward to live performances from Gypsy Jazz Band, the Barrel House Brothers. And gentlemen, thank you very much for your time and coming in and sharing a little bit of Swing Sunday with us.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you
for inviting us. Thank you to WDIY.